Welcome back. You're listening to This Week on RTE Radio 1 with Justin McCarthy. From tomorrow, video sharing platforms, which are based in Ireland, must ensure that they verify the age of their users. The new measures are part of the media regulator Coimisiún na mBan's online safety code, which requires platforms to perform robust age checks before users can view violent material or pornography. The regulator says simply ticking a box to say that you're over 18 will not be sufficient. So what, if anything, will change from tomorrow? Well, I've been speaking with Philip Arneil, Head of Education and Innovation with CyberSafe Kids, and I began by asking him what the purpose of these new changes are.
Well, the purpose of the changes is that it's part B of the Online Safety Code, which obviously comes under the Online Safety and Media Regulation Act that came in 2022. And essentially, what we're told is that this is the end of the era of self-regulation by online service providers, so social media platforms and the like. And you mentioned there age verification being one of them. There are a few other things. Well, some of the key things would be that it prohibits the uploading and sharing of restricted video content that's maybe harmful, particularly to younger people, things like eating disorders, self-harm, suicide, and other kinds of content. It's also a requirement on the platforms to provide robust parental controls that allow children to restrict the kids' access. In addition to that, then clear and accessible ways to report violations. So in other words, you know, very simple, clear pathways to report any kind of harmful content that's encountered on those platforms.
The media regulator, Coimisiún na mBan, says in relation to the age verification part of the changes, that it's not simply sufficient for users to tick a box to state that they're over 18 or over whatever age it is. So what then would constitute a robust age verification system?
Well, what constitute it certainly would be that really clear proof and evidence that underage users weren't on those platforms. So we know from our research, you know, our Trends and Usage report last year reported, for example, that over 80%, 84% of 8 to 12-year-olds already have at least one social media account. Now, we know that the minimum recommended age for a lot of these platforms is 13. So something is not working. And honestly speaking, it's really up to those platforms to figure that out and make sure that they have that age verification in place. You know, Meta, for example, last year took a gross profit of $134 billion. And we're often told, well, you know, it's difficult. And certainly if we identify underage users, we do remove them from the platforms. But look, I was a primary school teacher. And, you know, kids who are 10, 11 are smart enough to know how to work out to represent themselves as 16 by simply changing their date of birth. So it's great to hear, first of all, that, you know, something as simple as putting an incorrect date of birth won't get you onto these platforms. And what we would like to see ideally then is that whatever age verification system that the each individual platform puts into place, that somehow there is proof and evidence that this is actually stopping children and young people getting online too early.
Okay, but I mean, does CyberSafe Kids have a solution as to how you actually enforce age verification? Do you have any guidance to the platforms about how this should be done?
Well, CyberSafe Kids is an online safety charity, so we're not a tech company. So it's not our responsibility to provide age verification measures to these companies.
But
these are companies.
Does anybody know how to do it?
Well, there are people working on it privately. There's companies such as organizations such as Yoti, for example, that are working on it. But honestly speaking, you know, these are companies that can overnight, they can roll out different features. We've seen recently the AI assistance on various different platforms almost overnight. So it's just really stretching the bounds of credibility, first of all, to suggest that these companies don't have the ability and the talent and the resources to figure this out, and also then to be putting the responsibility for that on other groups of people, whether it's parents, educators, charities, and whoever else, I think is no longer going to work. And we see certainly from Monday that the responsibility has now shifted legally as well onto these companies to take responsibility for the fact that they have underage users, and indeed that those underage users are regularly accessing harmful content that bothers them.
One of the proposals being put forward by the Online Safety Commissioner, Niamh Hodnett, was that perhaps identification IDs could be uploaded, or copies of passports or driver's licenses, that they could be uploaded. I mean, do you see any issues with doing that? Would that have implications for privacy? Would that perhaps risk identity fraud or identity theft if there was a hack or a leak of people's personal data? Is that something that you would support?
Well, I mean, there's two elements to that. I mean, first of all, if that is a requirement, then immediately you're ruling out a significant population, because obviously up until a certain age, children, young people wouldn't have a driver's license. Also, not every child and young person has a passport either. On the flip side of that, obviously, there are potentially privacy complications or considerations around uploading that kind of private material. We've seen these kind of data breaches. But similarly, you know, often there are other times that we are required to verify our ID for various reasons. So again, there is technology that's there already. There's certainly technology that's being worked upon. We've heard talk about this kind of idea of almost like a digital wallet, you know, something similar to what you maybe use already for payment methods on your phone and that kind of thing. But what's important is that whatever being uploaded to verify that age, that there is some way certainly of protecting that data. And ideally, when it comes to children and young people, especially considering that the digital age of consent in Ireland is set by law at 16, that we would want to see parents and guardians' involvement in that kind of, you know, that verification process, where at least they're supervising or monitoring that and making sure that no data has been given away that doesn't necessarily need to be. And we know until certainly now, in this kind of self-declaration age, when it comes to signing up for platforms, often children, young people are asked for either an email or a phone number. And again, that brings up various kind of concerns around privacy and safety as well. So the more robust, the tighter it is, the better that will be for children and young people.
But nobody is clear on exactly what should be done. And there are penalties for the platforms for failing to comply with these new arrangements. So platforms will be fined if they don't comply.
They will be. It's I think the wording specifically says up to 20 million euros or 10% of their annual turnover, whichever is greater. So, you know, look, this is kind of a carrot and stick approach. It's unfortunate, you know, we've been reporting similar statistics for many years. So, you know, finally, at least the hand is being forced of some of these social media providers that are very popular with kids, you know, places like TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, and these various companies that are making huge profits off children's engagement, off children's data. And so, you know, we welcome any kind of financial penalties. The real test, really, I suppose, will be that once this kicks in, you know, how is it being monitored? How is it being reported on? And certainly after, you know, 12 to 24 months, we would want to see this being reviewed. We want to see full transparency against what the intended outcomes. And if it's not working, if it hasn't reduced the number of children and young people who are signing up underage, who are accessing this kind of content, then we've got to look at what else we can do and how we can move this process forward to make sure that it is more robust and it is keeping kids safe.
One of the suggestions coming, I think, from the platforms is that age verification should happen at the App Store level. Does that make sense, that a young person would have their age verified at the App Store and they would simply not have access to the apps which contain harmful material if they're not at the correct age?
Well, I mean, it makes sense, certainly, from the point of view of we see this time and again where the companies are suggesting alternatives. They're trying to kick it back to other areas, other stakeholders. So that certainly makes sense. In terms of age, I think probably not. We know that with the Google Play Store and with the Apple App Store, you know, they use a different kind of age grading system. And so, you know, it may be that you're getting something that says 12 and over, but actually the recommended age of the platform itself is 13 and over. So there's already this discrepancy. There's already this confusing conflict between these. So again, you know, we would always suggest that obviously whatever the platform is recommending as the minimum age, that's what should be respected. So that's where we should be taking our guideline. And so if a platform is saying, look, this app is designed for a minimum age of 13 and up, then surely that's the platform's responsibility to make sure that there aren't 8, 9, 10, 11 and 12-year-olds already using that platform for 3-4 years.
These new measures will involve companies which are based in Ireland. So, for example, Snapchat, which is not based here and is used by a lot of young people, that won't be regulated in the same way as the other platforms.
That's correct. You know, this is a start, and I think it's really important to remember that this is a start, and it's a process that's welcome. It's a process that's also going to take time, but at the moment there are 10 particular video sharing platform services that have been designated by Commissioner Mann. And obviously we have ones like Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok are probably the biggest ones. There's a few others on there like Pinterest, Tumblr, Reddit, X, LinkedIn, and Udemy. But there are, unfortunately, companies like Snapchat, which are based, their European headquarters based in the UK, but they will be liable under UK legislation. There is also the Digital Services Act, which is a European legislation. So there are different ways to look at what these companies are doing. Another, probably a loophole or certainly a gap that we would see at the moment is gaming as well, which doesn't obviously come under any of this legislation yet. And we know from our own research that, you know, Roblox, for example, is the most popular app with primary school children at the moment. So again, there's a lot of things that they're encountering on there that are similar to the kind of harmful content they might get on some of these other more popular, more famous platforms, but that's not yet under regulation. So look, it's going to be a long drawn out process. We hope that it will be quicker and that we will start to move in this right direction. But I think nothing's going to change overnight on Monday once this legislation kicks in.
That was Philip Arneil, Head of Education and Innovation with the charity CyberSafe Kids, speaking to us earlier.